Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
There's not a person in here that needs to lose weight or stop losing their temper or stop smoking or stop doing prescription drugs or stop doing meth or any kind of street drug that doesn't know it. Every time you go for that prescription drug or you go for that piece of chocolate, every time you go for it, what happens? You have a conversation in your head. This one piece won't matter. This one piece of chocolate won't matter. It won't matter if I eat a little bit more. This is just one time. I'll fix it tomorrow. Every time you have a conversation in your head. And what happens is, if you don't have that grace and that underlying support, that supercharged support, you will give in to the flesh talking instead of the spirit talking. The stronger you get spiritually, the stronger that your inner man gets on the inside of you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world that supplies that food or that drug or that anything else. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Now, how does he get greater? The stronger your flesh is, the weaker that voice is. Everybody that has been in here, how many of you have been reading your chapters every day? How many of you automatically already feel stronger than you did 2 years ago? Automatically you do. You already do. So what's happening is, continuously, you're growing on the inside, and you're hearing from God more, and you're knowing more what to do. It just comes to the choice then, as to which one you're going to give into. And if you are trusting God, and you've gone to Him, and you've said, now God, you know I've tried everything under the sun, and I really want to go to that class reunion this year, but I'm not going to go, because I got to smoke, and I don't want them to know I smoke because I want to talk to them about the Lord. Or because I weigh 100 pounds more than what I want to weigh. Well, the thing that helps you to stop that from happening is you making that decision. And once you make that decision is that supercharging of grace that reminds you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that wants you to eat that cake. And you know, you can say what you want to, but diets aren't just about fat people anymore. Diets are about heart disease and high blood pressure and cholesterol. And diets are about heart attacks and diabetes. They're not just about because you weigh more than what you want to weigh. They're about the way that our lifestyle has become. They're about the way that whether we live or whether we die, whether we're a healthy, spotless church to present to the Lord, or whether we have to yield to our flesh so much that we have to have all that fried stuff and all that, you know, 4 gallons of ice cream and all these other things, you know. But what you have to do is the more that you get tuned in to the Word, just that chapter every day has made you strong enough already. Doesn't take but how little is a mustard seed? It's pretty small, isn't it? I mean, it's pretty, pretty small. I mean, tiny. That much faith to move a mountain. I don't care how big your mountain of fat is. If it's just a little bitty mustard seed that can move a mountain, it can surely move your little bitty tiny mountain of fat. Right? I mean, and you've got that much faith just from reading your chapters every day. So what happens is the next time that a situation arises and you say, you know, got to have those chocolate chip cookies Kim just baked. Got to have them. I'm picking on Dave, and it is a weakness, and I know it, and I'm still picking on him. So, and he's going to write me a nice letter and tell me how much he loves me when it's over with. And, but he is strong enough. in his heart to make a conscious decision about what he wants to do. I know him well enough to know he is. But it's still a choice that he makes. I'd rather have the cookie right now. It's a choice that he makes. He has to override what he knows in his heart, what he has in his heart, to do it. But he still chooses to do it. So God will not make you stop eating that chocolate chip cookie, but he will undergird you and he will say, he'll tell you again, you take one bite, that's enough, don't eat any more. He'll lead you every bite that you take. Eat this, order this. You have an unction and you know all things. Well, you know you shouldn't eat that chocolate chip cookie, but man, it smells mighty good. You know you shouldn't go for that second piece of pie. And you know you got high cholesterol and you shouldn't be eating all that cheese. But you love cheese. What will happen every single time is the Holy Ghost will come up to you and he'll say, don't eat that cheese. Don't eat that cheese. And you'll have to completely take that thought into captivity and cast it out of your head and eat the cheese. Do just the opposite of what the word says, casting down imaginations and strongholds that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Christ, bringing them into captivity. Well, what you do is you bring the captivity of the thought that is the bad thing, and instead of doing the good thing. And if you ever start doing it, if you ever take, 3 days, and don't make a commitment longer than what you can do, because if you've ever been overweight, if you've ever done something that you know you shouldn't do, smoke, drugs, alcohol, any of those things, what happens is you make a commitment and you don't keep it, so you're condemned forever. So it's like a vicious cycle in your mind. You make a commitment, you don't keep it, so you're condemned, so you think, what's the use? It goes on and on that way. And so I decided on this particular time, I wasn't making a bunch of commitments that I'm going to lose this amount of weight by this amount of time. Or I wasn't going to make a bunch of commitments that I was going to do a bunch of exercise and not going to eat these things. What I did commit to do is what I think will help you. Is I committed that every time that the Lord dealt with me something in my heart to do, I would do it. And you know that's very important that you do what the Lord tell you to do anyway. So every time that the Lord would check me and he'd say, don't eat that, I would not override him. Every time. I don't eat a bunch of sweets. I don't eat a bunch of junk. And I cannot tell you how much better physically I feel. It has nothing to do with losing weight. How much better physically I feel. Not because of a weight issue, but because of a conscious issue. A condemnation issue, a depression issue. I don't think that most people need depression drugs. I think the reason that most people take depression drugs is because they override what I'm just talking about. That every time that the Lord deals with them about doing something, they override that. And they still do what they want to do. And so they go away condemned 90% of the time. And so the devil is right there to make you depressed. What else is there to do if you override what the Lord is telling you? Well, the devil is going to be right there to fill you with something else. And it is called depression and condemnation. You know, I think it's real fun for someone that's never had a weight problem in their life to tell you how to lose weight and how easy it is. You know, it's real fun to hear people like that, to tell you that are about this big around, they've never had a weight problem in their entire life, and you got to lose 100 pounds, that they just ride you and tell just how easy it is. This is all you have to do and you'll lose it. Great. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. You know, sure. Let's see you do it. Let's see you quit, smoking. Let's see you quit drinking. Same thing. You know, I'm telling you that I think one thing that will help and does help, because there's nothing more important than listening to the Lord. And if the Lord says, don't eat that piece of cheese, you've got high cholesterol, don't eat the piece of cheese. If the Lord says, don't eat that chocolate chip cookie, then don't eat the chocolate chip cookie. You know, if the Lord says, and he will, yeah, go ahead and eat that cake and ice cream with them. He will. Then do it. Because what happens is people get their bodies so keltered out of whack, they go on these starvation things, been there, done that, go days without eating anything. It's no wonder to me that people become bulimic because of their consciences. It's a conscience issue. It's not a food issue. It's a conscience issue. And if you will just purpose in your heart, if you don't get anything else tonight, but to know that the greater one is in you and to be led, you will have accomplished major feats in here tonight. Because every time you go to eat something and that voice comes to you and says, don't eat that chocolate chip cookie, and you go to grab for it anyway, you make your mouth open up and do its job and say, no, the greater one's in me. That grace arises, that supercharging arises, and you can walk away from it and you don't have to eat it. And you make it 2 or 3 days like that and you'll be real surprised at how easy it is to control those prescription pills or that smoking or that drinking or that porn or that fat. You know, that's bad. I still got some. Lots. But I've learned that if I'll be led in every situation that I do. Just the other night, David called me after the service with something we was having to deal with. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm at Steak and Shake. Leave me alone. You know, we left last Friday night. Was I not at Steak and Shake? I was driving through Steak and Shake. I was craving a hamburger. And so I went and got it, you know, and I didn't feel guilty about it. I didn't feel condemned about it. I didn't feel, you know, but if I'd have got there and I'd have started thinking, you know, you really shouldn't eat that. You know what I'd have done? I wouldn't have eaten it. But don't go through your whole life feeling condemned about your weight, about drugs, about smoking, about anything. Follow your heart. And every time you go to do something, stop yourself. And once you do it for a little while, you'll begin to get trained. You won't even have to stop yourself. It'll just be there. It'll be instant, 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 instant. But stop yourself and say, heart, is this okay? Get a clearance. Get a check. You know what a check is. You've been there. Same thing that told you not to eat that chocolate chip cookie. It's the same thing. So you do it. The very next thing that we've been covering with these things is number 4. And it's 1 John 3:20. If our hearts condemn us, God's greater than our hearts and he knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then what? We have confidence toward God. And that's the issue right there. Is you having confidence that you can do what you need to do and how you need to do it. And the only way that you can do that is by your heart not condemning you.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Look Inside, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R109. That's R109, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.